Hi, you are listening to episode 1 for Learn About Ecstasy with me. Today is March 11th and I am your host, Nyla Rozier. Join us today as we cover the history of the drug ecstasy. Ecstasy is an illegal stimulant drug with hallucinogenic properties. This further means that when taken, it causes hallucinations, perceptual anomalies, and subjective changes in emotions, thoughts, and consciousness. Ecstasy got its name from the Greek term ecstasis, which can be translated into the phrase flight of soul from the body. It is also known as MDMA, which is a shortened term for a scientific name that I cannot pronounce. Many young MDMA users have established code names for this drug, such as Scooby Snacks, X, XTC, E, Atom, Lover Speed, Hug Drug, Roll, Bean, M, Clarity, Bibs, and Disco Biscuits. When this drug was first popular, many called it the penicillin for the soul. Many of these terms are probably a result of the effects it causes, such as hallucinations, elation, happiness, openness, self-confidence, comfort, affection or arousal, endless energy, and long endurance. Even though some of these short-term effects can be caused by MDMA, serious long-term problems can occur, such as depression and death. MDMA can be taken in a number of ways, including through the mouth, in tablet form, injected into the body, snorted, and even inserted anally. This is a synthetic illegal drug which is made in a lab of sorts. Since it is categorized as a Schedule 1 drug, this can be interpreted as a non-medicinal use drug. MDMA causes a physical addiction of the body which can be recognized by teeth clenching, muscle tension, nausea, blurred vision, faintness, chills, or even sweating. Many former users of MDMA have gotten behavioral therapy to help with the withdrawal symptoms of fatigue, loss of appetite, depression, and trouble concentrating. Studies have recently shown that MDMA can cause abnormal behavior due to the decrease in dopamine fibers near the main place of a brain stimulation on infants if used by pregnant mothers. MDMA also causes hyperactivity or defects in attention or learning, which can also be linked to show that ecstasy has no medicinal usage. Some important statistics that should be known about ecstasy were obtained that in the year 2000, almost 3% of the population 12 years and older showed at least one report of ecstasy use. Also, 3.4% of 8th graders used it in 1996, whereas 5.2% of 8th graders used it in 2001, showing a percent increase of 1.8 in 5 years. Moving up the grade scale to 10th graders, showing use at 5.6% in 1996, while 8.0% of them were using this drug in 2001. As high school students, try to think about your closest friend using this stimulant drug, and if you do know someone using MDMA, remind them of all the risks we learned about today. If you do know someone with an addiction to ecstasy, you can refer them to the local Greenbrier Treatment Center in Pittsburgh. Help can also be found nationally at the Narcanon Drug Rehab Program, which has stations across the United States. Thank you for listening to today's podcast on Learn About Ecstasy with me.